BigMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name is John Romano, and I'm joined, as always, by my younger statesman, Dave Palumbo. And we're going to have a little fun tonight in a new way. Dave, I think there sounds like a lot of people in your room there tonight.
That would be an understatement, John. I think we've exceeded the maximum capacity of this computer room. If the Board of Health was here, they would shut us down. But before our restless guests start talking and ruining everything, I want to cut right to the chase. I have a punk rock band in here that Mr. G brought in with him called CMR, and they're going to play something for us right now. You got it out of your system?
Yeah.
My dog is traumatized,
I wish
there
was fucking weed burning.
You got smoke machines going off in there.
No, I thought it was a band.
It was a band.
Part of a
band. I only heard guitar.
One band. One
I don't
guy.
Know. The other guy wasn't playing. I don't know. What
He's
happened?
Drummer. He's the drummer.
Oh,
drummer.
We couldn't fit the drums in here. Fit the drums in here.
That was a great Hendrix impersonation of the Star Spangled Banner. That was great.
That was all right. Yeah, it was great. These guys are a very popular band. They tour in the country. They're an up and coming punk rock band. The lead guitarist and bassist is a good friend of mine. His name is Ryan. What's your last name, Ryan?
McHugh.
Ryan McHugh.
Good friend.
Good friend. He doesn't even know his last name.
He doesn't know anybody's name, so give him a hand. They are good friends of his, yeah. And the drummer, his name is Mike. Mike, what's your last name?
Charizard.
Mike Cherubino, all right? And they're touring the country right now. Check them out. They're a great punk rock band. They actually signed a contract. What major label did you sign a contract with?
Dead Broke Records.
With Dead Broke Records. So they're going to be coming out to you soon. So they're going to be playing with the Foo Fighters starting in 4 months. They'll be touring with them. So these guys are a very popular band. So they agreed to come out here and do this for us.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for bringing them.
Thank you, man.
Good shit.
Good shit. I like that.
I'm deaf now, pretty much. Not from the band, but from Mr. G screaming into the microphone.
I need a hearing aid.
We've just set a precedent. Now we have to open every After Hours Whack Pack show with a live band.
That's right. Well, once we have the studio, we'll be able to do that a little better, I think.
Actually, they agreed. CMR is the name of their group, CMR, and they agreed to do, when we turn this into a regular TV show, they agreed to be the studio band when they're here in New York.
What about when they make a lot of money?
They're still going to do it. Hey. We're all friends, man.
Hey, keep that guitar handy, man. I'm going to play a little riff later.
Yeah. Jimmy's going to play. Jimmy was playing before. He's pretty sick.
Hey, I used to play the drums. You got a drum set over there?
Let me see that guitar, bro.
I did too, Derek.
You know.
That wasn't that bad.
Turn that shit up.
Oh, so shit.
Fletchy is going to play the guitar.
No, he can't play. He's a biker.
Shut the hell up.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, ready, baby?
Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Smalley's so disruptive. He can't let Jimmy have the spotlight. He's got to talk over him.
Yeah, shut the fuck up! Thank you, Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That was good.
He also plays the piano.
Right, I know, but he never took a lesson. I don't believe it. I really don't believe it, Jimmy.
Yeah, that sounds good, right?
I don't believe he never took a lesson.
That was almost like a girl from England.
Jimmy,
I think the more wine he drinks, the better he gets.
Yeah, my bottle over there, please.
Jimmy, I want you to look at me right in the face, and I want you to admit to me.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me you never took a lesson.
I never took a fucking lesson in my life.
I don't believe you.
That's the truth, man. I just pick the shit up and go, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know that video I just sent you, that English chick on the video?
That's what I'm thinking right now.
That's about the same feeling I got just now listening to Pelletier.
Yeah, but Pelletier kind of looks like he can play the guitar, but the fact that he never took a lesson is what makes it amazing.
I take no lesson, man. Fucking baby girl. I'll be on that motherfucker right now.
He looks like Henry Rollins.
I'll be wearing that motherfucker from the low keys to the high.
You know who you look like, Jimmy? Henry Rollins. That guy, Henry Rollins. Remember Henry Rollins? The guy from Black, he was in band Black Flag. Old punk rock band.
Yeah.
You're probably screwing it up.
Take control of this party. These fucking guys are wacky.
Yo, John, you like that skit?
That was awesome.
Unbelievable,
you,
right?
You continue after 25 years of knowing you. Still blowing me away.
Yo, bro, if I had fucking 7-foot Marshall amps here, I'd blow the fucking windows out of this.
You're coming pretty close to doing it anyway.
I was impressed.
I got to mention a few things, so maybe you guys can quiet down for 30 seconds. Number one, I want to thank ALR and Arthur L. Ray for his phenomenal supplements, for his sponsorship of the show. I don't know why anyone would want to sponsor this show, John, but Arthur believes in us, and he believes in you guys, so we got to, you know, toast him, Jimmy, when you get a glass of
water. He knows talent. He knows entertainment.
I'm passing out shots of Chained Out. So Jimmy's drinking wine. I put a little Chained Out in his wine, so to make sure he grows.
You can actually put vodka in Chained Out. I did that the other day.
Well, I put the Chained Out in his red wine, so, you know, to make sure he keeps growing, because he's been getting bigger every day he gets here.
That shit is good.
Really, does he?
Yeah, he's definitely growing. I think he's back on the sauce.
So his body's starting to match his head?
Yeah. His arms are, at least.
Very cute, John. Very cute.
You know, he's on the verge.
Jimmy, your head got big.
I know. It's growing. So is my fucking dick.
Speaking of music, I got a joke.
No jokes. Come on.
Let's hear the joke.
Why do black people have rhythm?
Why?
No idea.
Because God screwed up on the hair.
No, now I'm going to get racism. God, people.
Didn't we know enough not to let him tell a joke?
Oh, tell an Irish joke. I got another. Let me tell an Irish joke.
Alienate them all.
All right. One Irish joke. Ready? So Betsy McGee, this Irish chick, is filling out an application for a credit card, right? And it says on your name, you know, Betsy McGee, and then it says on her address, she puts her address up on there. And then the next thing, she puts up, you know, a date of birth, 12/25, you know, 57. And the next thing, it says...
Wait, who's Betsy?
Betsy McGee.
Oh, okay.
An Irish chick.
Oh.
Full-blown Irish chick.
Do we know her?
You might know her.
Betsy McGee,
It's a joke, Jimmy.
Oh, I thought she was like the town who was. I'm sorry.
Okay. So she's filling out the application.
Wait, back up. Pronounce that again.
What's that, John?
The town what?
Hula. The town fucking whore.
Come on, John. You're Italian.
What do you say? What do you say?
The Gucci mama.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
What do you say? Prostitute?
No, I would never say it any other way than that.
That's exactly what you say. You got to say it with feeling. Hua. Hua. You don't say,
oh, she's a prostitute. She's a whore.
She's a whore.
Get on with the joke.
She's a fucking whore.
You learned that in the Marines?
Jimmy's on
touching me.
Jimmy's on the verge of having too much wine.
I'm having numbers break.
Yeah, he is. I can tell.
Cut him off. No more wine for him.
That's my last glass. Take it easy. What the fuck?
He brought a bottle of my ass. He drank the whole bottle.
Jimmy, you cut him off.
I drank a half a bottle over here.
You have to give me a glass.
Give him some bread.
All right, one last time. Say fuck.
Joe,
when I come off from work, I have a glass of wine. What's the big deal? Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
How big is the glass?
Shoot me in the foot. It's a fucking wine glass over here.
All right.
I can't help it. I'm a good shot. Right, what do you want me to do?
I'm going to have Jeff end the show right now. Let Mr. G finish his joke.
That's all right. So the last thing is sex. So she breaks down twice a day.
She what?
When they asked her for what her sex was, male or female, she writes twice a day. She has sex twice a day. Don't you get it?
That was fucking horrible, Mr. G.
Don't touch me.
Okay, can we have a new rule now on After Hours?
What?
No
jokes. No jokes. That was bad, Mr. G.
I was at the gym before, John, and I had to sneak a workout in because we taped this a little late today. And
Jeff, I didn't even know about it.
Jeff and I have been going to the gym the past couple days together, and everyone at the gym I train at, for some reason, thinks that Jeff's my son.
Father and son team. That's great.
Now, I don't, you know, I know Jeff looks young, but I didn't know I looked that old. So I'm kind of a little freaked out about the whole thing, actually.
That's pretty depressing, actually. Yeah.
Jeff, what do you think the deal is?
It was probably because I'm growing to your size, so, you know, people are confusing me, you know? So, you know, you got to be kind of careful. Although, like, admittedly, Dave kicked my ass twice, and there was witnesses this time who goes, oh, he's kicking your ass, these, like, two younger girls. So.
I'm schooling them, John, at the gym.
Oh, are you?
Teaching them how to train the right way.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to do that. Yeah. So basically, he is your son.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I'm going to keep
him. You got the dogs, and you got him.
That's right.
And a terminal fiancé.
That's right. Although, who was on the verge of breaking up with me from all the people in the house, actually. But
I would not blame her this time.
Now, the other thing, when I was driving home from the gym, there's a house on my block. They have all these, they have like really nice houses on my block, and then they have these like little shanty shacks. And the shanty shacks, either people are knocking them down completely or they're jacking them up to make them higher so that they don't get flooded. Now, I don't know why anyone would want to keep these things, but there's one up on these, like, I guess, what do they jack these things up on, Jimmy?
You talking to me?
Yeah, when they jack up houses.
You want me to shut the fuck up?
I do want you, but why do you shut the
question? I'm keeping quiet now, man.
Just let me ask you a question. When they jack a house up, what is that called they have them up on?
A house jack.
Stilts.
They're on wooden stings or whatever. So I said, wouldn't it be great to get Jimmy the Bull over to the house and have him leg press the house?
Because
he can get under the house and he can press it. But I'm thinking, imagine if he did it and he actually tipped the house over. You know, because it's on
these. Can he do it?
No, well, I'm afraid of it. I'll get sued.
We're going to try it, John. Yeah, I'm going to give it my best shot. I hope there's fucking people living in the fucking house too when it goes over. How's that?
Jimmy's got a very powerful leg press, even though most people don't know that that he trains his legs.
That's right. Matter of fact, what did I do in the Gold's Gym with Jimmy Quinn and Billy Smith?
I don't know. A lot of weight.
Remember Thunder from...
Remember that when Billy would load up all the plates and then Jimmy sit up on top and...
Yeah.
Billy would crank out.
You know, I fucking out leg pressed the both of those son of a bitches.
You did?
Yeah, you always did that day.
We did, what was it, a ton... Jimmy got 8 reps on the leg press. Billy got 10. I got like 12.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I got these hydraulic legs I got.
There was a few times.
50 pounds at least. 60, 50, 60 pounds. Yeah, Smith was 300.
Yeah.
310.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. There was a few times that the three of you guys trained together, and it was incredible.
Yeah, we trained a few times together, man. We tried to kill each other. We were
They had the trademark Jimmy Quinn tank top tied up in a knot.
Yeah. I used to actually, he got me doing that too for a while.
I
look like a real fucking homo.
Long spandex pants on, the fanny pack
tank top
tied up in a knot.
The ladies love that.
Was the uniform.
And you gotta have the cute ass like I did, so you know.
Alright, let's not go there. Jimmy, that sounded a little too Brokeback Mountain for me.
Alright, whatever.
Alright, I got an announcement, John. The MHP King of the Bench 3 and Clash of the Titans 2 is going to be taking place at the Ronnie Coleman Classic this coming weekend, which will be where you are, right? You're going out there to MC, I understand, right?
I am leaving to, Friday afternoon where Max and I are going.
Well, good. So it's $10,000.
I'll be emceeing the show.
Well, it's $10,000 up for grabs at this King of the Bench, and it's all raw bench pressing and powerlifting. There's no super suits and all that other crazy stuff.
You know, after the event, Brian Dobson, he's either going to take us hunting or fishing or shooting guns, but... you know, it's kind of funny when my son asked me how they kill the hogs if he shoots them.
Boars, aren't they?
No, they stabbed them.
The same thing. Yeah, they stabbed with knives.
Wild boars.
Yeah, with knives. They stabbed them. You should have seen his eyes light up. Yeah. I mean, he has to do it. He wants to stab a hog.
Yeah, well, they're not going to let him kill
them. They cut your legs, those
hogs. Those hogs can rip your apart.
They're nasty,
the fact that he wants to do it, I'm thinking of taking the video games away.
How big are the knives, Jimmy? You've got to film that, John. How big are the knives?
I've seen Branch Warren kill one. They're pretty nasty.
I never stayed no hobby.
I got a question. Jimmy's a lover. He's not a killer.
You scratched out me off the swamp stabbing a hog. I never stabbed a hog before.
You screwed a hog.
I screwed a couple.
It's a different hog. You don't let hogs on the back of your bike, right?
Brother,
Mr. G, speaking of hogs, I mean screwing people, what's this thing you got with, Mr. G's got this obsession with he likes girls that are a little hairy.
Oh, he does. I heard that.
Right? Isn't that true, Mr. G?
Yeah, look, I like the 70s look, man. I want to bring back the 70s. I like that look. You know, I don't like this clean stuff like being with a baby.
The hairy bush, too?
Yeah, I like the whole thing.
Oh God.
Likes the hairy bush. What do you think about that?
That's disgusting, man. What kind of shit harbors in there? Like, you know, bugs and stench.
I'm going to pitch a tent down.
Hey, what do you got to do? Like, comb you, you know, like, separate, like, like in Vietnam.
I bring a mustache comb.
To get to the fucking the clitoris, fucking jungle.
It's like an adventure, man. It's like finding buried treasure.
You might not fucking like what you find, bro, at the end of the tunnel.
It's like finding a buried treasure.
Yeah, fuck that. I like to see what I'm getting before I get it. You know what I mean?
I understand. Now, is it true that you're making Boston Blue grow some hair in there? Is that the truth?
Gray. Oh, man.
No, grow some hair.
You grow some hair. I didn't say gray hair. I said grow. Gray hair. Grow some hair.
Grow.
No, she's not. Yeah. How old is this girl? Wait, how old is this chick?
She's 42.
She's cute.
Oh, she might have some gray hair down there.
She's hot. No, it's all dark.
Cute. Yeah, oh, right. She must color it.
They dropped Boston Blues.
He dropped Boston Blues.
It's a picture. There's a Boston Blues.
My apologies. She's back. Look, no offense. If she listens to this,
he's got a mannequin head.
She listens.
Oh, she does. Oh shit. What's her name?
Lynn.
I'm very shocked.
You have a mannequin head on.
I'm sure you don't have gray hair on your bush. And if you do, I'm sure you use a marker to color it. Please forgive me.
Let me tell you something. She's hot, Jimmy.
All right, Mr. G's, he's explaining you like you're a silverback gorilla with hair all over you. I'm sure you're a beautiful girl. Matter of fact, your picture here is very nice.
Who the hell are you talking he's to?
I'm talking to the picture over here.
He's got a mannequin with her hat, the pink cowboy
this
hat.
This guy's got her picture hanging off Boston Blue. Hat. I feel like she's here.
I can't get a word in edgewise on my own show. It's amazing.
So what, he bring like an effigy of his girlfriend?
He's got a mannequin with a pink hat, a cowboy hat. It says Boston Blue with a picture hanging off the hat of her. So it's like Jimmy addresses the mannequin when he talks about her.
Is that weird?
It's pretty weird.
That ain't normal.
John, you gotta fly. You gotta be here, bro.
I'm sorry, one second.
I just gotta say one thing. I know what you're showing anyway. Hold on. I never seen anybody hang a hat on a mannequin fucking head with a cowboy hat in a picture. That is the strangest shit to me, that.
So the guy's like some kind of
psycho
face?
Fucking serial killer. Right?
And he puts it next to you.
I feel sorry for this girl. And he's talking about her great bush, the boot. Whatever. Hey, I'm backing up.
I want to make another announcement here. Marilyn Chambers, porn star. Or actually, she was originally the Ivory Snow Girl. She became a porn star. She's dead at the age of 56.
Did she die?
Supposedly, she died. I don't know. They don't know. The cause of death is unknown. Supposedly, she just completed a movie with Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
Who I know. Jimmy, aren't you friends with him?
I actually did a movie with him.
I know you did.
Yeah, I did. I did a movie with that guy.
Yeah.
Richie Baratheon put him in a fucking hospital. We did a movie in... I was living in Palm Springs, California. Make a long story short. And Baratheon came out. I used to train with Baratheon with the martial arts, American Combat Karate. And I bumped into him in this chicken joint. I told you about this story. There was a chicken joint in Palm Springs. All the bodybuilders to go there.
That's the chicken joint story.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a big cocaine fucking turnover joint. The guy that was running the joint was like selling cocaine to these bikers, and they were going to, I don't know, it was like a weird, crazy place. But anyway, I met Barrett. And he says, yo, I'm shooting a film up in the San Fernando Valley. Cage Fury, Eric Estrada. I said, yeah. He goes, come on up. I'll get you in. I said, so I went up there. You know what I mean? And what was my point?
How you met Jeremy?
Jeremy.
So anyway, I'm getting old, man. So anyway, we went up to San Fernando Valley. We're shooting the film, and sure as shit, there's John Jeremy. We filmed in a porno studio in San Fernando Valley.
It wasn't a porn, was it?
It wasn't a porn. It was about enslaving these chicks and selling them off as sex slaves around the world.
Well, how big is his penis? I mean, come on.
I've never seen his penis, bro. Believe me, if you pull his pants down, I would kick him in his balls.
I don't go that shit. I got a good Ron Jeremy story because a friend of mine. We were out at the Nationals. I think it was 2004, and we were in South Beach. And my friend was hooked up with this bodybuilder girl. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's a pro bodybuilder, and I guess she's going down on him at some back of some club. And she looks up at him and she stops. She's like, "Well, what's the matter?" She just want to let you know. I gave Ron Jeremy a blowjob.
That's disgusting.
And he said he lost it. His dick went.
Yeah, the guy's a hairy bastard. Yeah.
I don't know why she told him that. He said he couldn't get it up.
You can't even see his fucking dick, man. It comes out of the hair, like out of the bush. It rises up like a fucking, I don't know
why.
Mr.
G would like that.
He would like that. Yeah, he would like that dick. Anyway, my point of my story, let me just finish this real quick. Baratheon didn't like him, all right? So when we were filming the fucking movie, Baratheon did a spinner and back kick and put the fucking guy in the hospital.
What? Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had an ambulance come for that motherfucker. Yeah, he laid down with a little dick on the thing. Oh, they fucking wheeled him over in an ambulance, man. Richie put him in the hospital, man.
Yeah.
I was a problem. Wow. Was it Richie Barry?
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker.
He was a tough guy on Long Island, right?
I mean, Richie was the founder of American Combat Karate, man. Yeah. He was on a Johnny Carson show. He broke 17 grand, one-inch grand.
I remember.
Yeah.
And he broke his hand.
He broke it every time. Yeah. Every fucking time he did it, he broke his hand. As a matter of fact, he scared the shit out of Johnny Carson's show. He didn't want him back on the show because his geek caught on fire.
Yes, I remember.
He used to put fucking real gasoline on the fucking granite and then jump in the air and fucking hit it with the hammer fist and break all the fucking granite slabs, man.
I remember that.
One-inch thick, 17 of them. That's no bullshit, man. And he used to put real gas on it, so his geek caught on fire. So he was fucking throwing his gear around and put him out the fire extinguisher. So Carson, you know, they were scared shit of this guy.
Johnny Carson show?
Johnny Carson, yeah! I mean, fucking Johnny Carson. Johnny fucking Carson.
It was funny, they're both dead.
I know. Anyway, you know, they put him out and they were like, thank you, Richie, and they never had him back on the show. They were scared shit of the fucking guy, you know, because Richie was the real thing, man. He was no joke. Mm. It wasn't Van Damme, like Claude Van Damme, you know. Ooh. You know, this motherfucker was real.
Like who?
Like, you know, Claude Van Damme, that fang.
Like, what does he do?
Ooh.
Did he hang out with a guy named Squadrito?
No. Yeah, Johnny Squadrito was one of his best students.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did he pass away too?
He passed away. He had a bad drug problem, but that guy was an animal, man. One time he had a fight with his girlfriend. His girlfriend owned like a clothing store. So he was on the phone arguing with her and shit. Whatever. So he went down to the clothing store and he went off at everybody in the clothing store. I mean, he was doing martial arts and everything. So fucking Chinese people doing flips in the air and fucking clothes and racks. And he leveled the whole fucking place with everybody in it and they locked him up. He went to jail, man.
Did he break, Mr. G, he broke three of your ribs or something? Squadrito's
no joke, man.
He fought Squadrito.
Let me tell you something. You know, I know they got the UFC fighters and all that shit there, but let me tell you something. Squadrito was a fucking animal. That guy.
That was John Glenn.
He would go with anybody, that guy.
You know who John Glenn is?
I don't know who John Glenn is now.
That was John.
He's an astronaut, isn't he? Yeah. Didn't he walk on the moon?
These guys were out in space, all right?
Yeah. Squadrito was a guy.
One time Barrett had a school in Huntington, too, right? So this big, tall, goofy, 7-foot tall motherfucker, right, had an attitude on the karate floor, right? So they made a phone call. They called Squadrito down from Lynbrook, school in Lynbrook, right? So Squadrito came down like an hour later, right? And they paired him up with this fucking guy. This guy was tall, man. He was like 7-something fucking feet, right? He was a monster. Squadrito was like 5'7", 5'8". Dude, let me tell you something, man. I felt sorry because I was training in the gym at the time, right? I felt sorry for this fucking guy. Squadrito was fucking killing this kid, man. Bouncing his fucking head off the ground.
What?
Fucking doing it. I had him sweeping the floors in this fight. I actually felt sorry for this guy. And Squadrito was teaching this fucking guy a lesson. He was teaching him respect.
Right.
A crazy story, man.
Did the guy ever come back?
Oh yeah, no. I gave him credit. He stayed. He wanted to learn the sport, man. He was into, you know, that. Let me tell you something. Richie Barrett had like a cult following. There was no just like a regular martial arts school. That fucking guy had people worshiping Richie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who did you fight, Mr. G?
I didn't fight anybody. That was John Glenn that we fought.
John Glenn was the astronaut.
He was teaching me how to fight. We were sparring.
George was 320 pounds.
He broke my wrist sparring. I mean,
do you know that John Glenn was sitting next to us at the Arnold Classic at that steakhouse?
That's right, he was. Remember?
The astronaut?
Yep, and then the booth.
He was really old, the astronaut. Yeah.
Really? That's amazing.
Who the fuck's John Glenn?
Hey, Mr. G.
Derek doesn't even know who John Glenn is.
I knew Squadrito. Squadrito was like so crazy. When he's in person, he just felt at any moment you said the wrong thing, he would...
I mean, let's put it this
way.
He
would just crack.
You know, the louder like you live, the more energy you got, I think the shorter you live.
It's like Joe Pesci. I think Joe Pesci, right? Like a good fellow.
Time's almost done.
Wait, Jimmy, I gotta do it soon, bro.
Yeah,
but
he was like,
I
got like, so like,
a question.
Yo, hold on, he's got a question for you, Mr. G.
Softies,
Mr. G.
Yeah.
Did you get here again?
Did you go to Barrett's office and get your shot yet?
No, what's going to happen Friday.
You chickened out.
No, hold on. Where's Jay? I didn't check it out. What are you talking about?
You didn't.
It's no. Here's what's going to happen. If I do.
Hold on, Jay.
Mr. Softy?
Yeah,
Mr. Softy, second time, yeah.
Hold it!
It's fucking 9 o'clock, it's fucking over here!
Tell them, hold it, Dave! Yes, give me Mr. Softy's here.
That fucking guy selling drugs in a truck.
They heard the Whack Pack show was on, they wanted to come and bring ice cream.
Yeah, he's cruising by selling dime
bags. Hold it!
Are you telling him to stop?
Tell the story.
if I do a shot, if I do a shot at the doctor's office at the anti-aging,
a shot of what?
Of growth hormone.
Oh, okay.
So for the 2020 piece, it's going to look like a bodybuilder just doing a shot. So what we decided to do is have a guy who's suffering from depression, because one of the things about anti-aging medicine is if you suffer from depression, most guys have low hormones. So we got a guy who's a Nassau County cop who, you know, they're allowed to go on the hormone therapy, and due to his depression, Dr. Barathy.
Dr. Barrett.
So say it right.
He's confused from before. Barrett.
That's because my stories are so fucking so intense. I brainwashed the fucking guy.
So to make a long story short.
It's already too long.
But anyway, so
way too long.
We decided to have this guy.
Come on, land this fucking plane, will you?
Fuck it, man.
You guys keep getting the bill. Shut up!
He's got no teeth. Come on, let him talk.
No back teeth.
Yeah, no back teeth.
Back teeth, yeah.
All I got for your fucking story so far is some guy's going to get a shot of growth fucking hormone. Who is it? What? Hey, 70, 80? What is it? Is he gay? Is he taking the ass? What the fuck is this guy doing?
Do you want to know?
Give me the fucking detail.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to fucking know.
Do you want to know?
Spit the fucking thing out.
He spit all over me. Stop him. Tell him don't mention the word spit.
Dave, you want to send you want to send Jimmy off really good?
What?
You want to set Jimmy off really good?
What?
Give a handful of almonds to Mr. G.
No. It'll be like a meteor shower. Are you kidding me? Coming out of his mouth?
Let Jimmy the Bull watch Mr. G chew almonds when he's crusty.
You know what? Fuck that! I'm only going to watch him with a tennis racket.
I would do it, except Sean Andrews eats all the nuts in my house. There's never any nuts left. He's a nut fiend.
Jimmy Pelletier has got to give commentary on Mr. G eating almonds.
Right, finish the story.
So we have an Nassau County cop that weighs about 160.
Oh, you're still not done?
No.
Nassau County. Just go quick.
Come on.
Nassau County cop.
How old is this guy?
He's about 42 years old. He suffers from depression.
Okay.
And the protocol is to prescribe testosterone and growth hormone.
Testosterone, yeah.
So the piece will be a much better piece if this guy does it than me. Because you don't want to show a bodybuilder. Everyone thinks bodybuilders do it.
Can I interrupt you for a second, please? Please. I want. What is he, before they administrate drugs to him, what is the cause of his depression? His old lady left him?
It's hormone levels.
No, it's hormone levels.
That's it. It's true. Yeah.
I mean, he's just a happily married guy, and all of a sudden his hormone levels
are he's not happy. He's depressed.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to wind up, Mr. G's going to wind up getting him fired from his job.
You see, John, this is bullshit. If I was a fucking psychiatrist or a fucking whatever, right? And you come on your office, you tell me you're depressed, your old lady ain't fucking you in a fucking 6 months, you're depressed, she's going to leave you. I'd have a fucking who in there. Right? I'd say, do me a favor, lay down on the couch.
Wait,
blowjob that's gonna blow your fucking socks off, alright? And that motherfucker will leave my office happy as a fucking pig. I'll charge the motherfucker $500-$600 for fucking the hour, and that's done.
Cheaper than the growth hormone,
right?
A lot
you
cheaper.
Know what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit. Lay down, I'm getting shot. Yeah. Lift your leg up and stick in your ass. Fuck all that, man. That's bullshit. Wow.
Jimmy, you should open up a practice out here.
I should. Fucking drugs over here. Fuck you.
He's a man of many hats.
All right. I got another story.
Where are you going to find those things?
That was good.
I got another story, guys. All right. I got a question, an email from one of my clients. And the question was, I got a question that's very personal, but I trust you as a straight shooter. I'm into S&M, and I found a black female teacher that sounds game. If I was to give her a blue heart, which is a 10-milligram D-ball, Diana Ball, Tab, about 1 to 2 hours before we get busy, will she get nasty and aggressive like I want her? Also, she won't sound like Nicole Bass after, will she? By the way, she's about 5'1", 300 pounds. Maybe it's a Napoleon complex.
Oh, my God.
I saw a picture of her. She's enormous.
Hi, how are you, John?
He wants to give her one D-ball?
Like before, he thinks like if he gives her a D-ball before, like
they make her more aggressive.
Yeah, he's just going to beat him up.
Give her a couple shots at fucking Trent, that'll fucking get her.
Like one D-ball once.
What's a D-ball?
Right. Well, he's asking me his question. Diana Ball.
Tell us what it'll do.
Is this guy for real?
Yeah, this is a real question I got from someone.
What is it, 5 milligram or 10 milligram D-ball?
10 milligram.
Don't take the whole fucking bottle.
Yeah, for crying out loud.
My advice was that I didn't think one pill would do it.
anything. It has to accumulate in your system. So,
of course, everything is, you know, that's what it's, everything's about. Let me tell you something, John. You hear me?
Yeah, of course.
By the way, everything's the fucking drugs, right?
Right, yeah, of course. We're drugs.
You got a 300-pound, 5'1" bitch.
Black girl.
Right? The guy wants her aggressive, right?
Technically, she's a hoe.
Right, so what do? Hey, you go out and you find two other fucking hoes, you bring them back to the house, you spread the bitch's legs, and you let both bitches go down on her, right?
Well, Jimmy, hold on, let me stop you here for a second. I don't think that she has sex with him, she just beats S&M. Him up. S&M.
Oh, she tortures him?
Yeah, he wants her to be sure she
ties him up and beats him.
Yeah, he wants to get tortured real good. That's what he's wanting, he's trying to get her aggressive.
She don't have the right amount of equipment. We should go down there and support her. You know, shovels, fucking Billy Cubs.
Maybe we should have her swallow some.
I got fucking battery charge drills, or drill them in the fucking ass, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, we'll supply her with the equipment.
You ever go to an S&M place in the city called the Vault?
No, I got a guy that's one of the head fucking S&M dudes, man.
I should work at the Vault.
Them up. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring him in the next fucking radio show.
All right.
This motherfucker is the head fucking guy. He's a teacher. He's like a master in S&M. I am going to bring him next week, and he is going to tell everybody his shit and his secrets.
Really?
What are you doing with him?
How do you know him, Jimmy?
Bring, huh?
How do you know him?
Wait, cut my hair.
Yo, what are you doing with him?
He's gonna come in his outfit and a bitch too.
He cuts with the
rage. Yeah, he's gonna bring some bitches and all this shit. His whips, his leathers, his handcuffs, and fucking thugs.
Shut down.
And can we have him do some S&M to Mr. G?
The door right here in the studio.
To Mr. G.
Hey, what the fuck is that? Bitches don't deal, man. Fucking string you up. I'll get police hooked up over here. String your fucking legs up. Spread your legs and shove a pipe up your fucking ass. Yeah, motherfucker. While I'm playing the fucking guitar.
Why is he so angry?
Dirty,
Dave, why is Jimmy so angry?
Some wine.
I got off early today. I got a lot of energy.
That's why
this
is a wine.
Usually I get off 6 o'clock. I'm shot. Today I got off at 2, motherfucker. That's what happened.
Let me just ask you guys something. Angry. John, I want to get law and order here. There's a very famous place in New York City called called the Vault.
Yeah, I heard of it.
VA.
They closed it down, bro.
They closed it down. I was a busboy there. I was 21.
Wait a minute. You were a fucking busboy?
I was a busboy there.
Bro, I heard they had slime all over the fucking floor.
Let me tell you, Cher and all famous people from around the world used to go in there.
That place was nasty.
It was sick. It was fucking.
I got a Vault story.
You do? You went there?
Yeah.
All right. No jokes.
No, this is a true story. Right. We're hanging out at the Vault.
No joke.
I was about 25 years old.
Don't fuck around, bro.
I'm hanging out with all my friends. We're hanging out there, right? And next thing you know, this chick's passed out in the corner, right? She's passed out.
What'd you do, jerk off on her face?
No.
She couldn't even open her eyes, right?
We decided that we were going to have a bet. So we took a bag of ice cubes, and we took a bet to see how long it would take the ice cube to melt in the pussy. We'd stick it in her pussy, and then we took bets on how long it would take.
You want to admit to this?
Yeah.
So how did you know it was fully melted?
Wait a minute.
Wow, you're fucked
There's
up,
an
man.
Unconscious girl in the corner.
That's like rape.
That's rape, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're inserting ice.
Yeah, well, my friend was hanging out with her for a while, and then she...
Oh, that makes sense.
So you knew this girl?
Yeah, she passed out, and
yo, George, you hear how he tested the ice cube was melted? He stuck his finger up the twat to fucking make sure the ice cube was melted.
Hey,
we tried to find popsicles, but we couldn't find any.
This guy's fucked up, John.
A lot of famous people.
I want to get the dynamic straight here. So she's with you. She's your date.
Yeah, she's my friend. When you go to one of these places, you can't go just as a guy. You gotta go with a girl.
No, you gotta go.
Always be a night guy. We went with girls. You know, girls that really aren't our girls. They're just like, you know, girls.
Yeah, who is?
Yeah, right. Chicks with dicks. So when you go to these places, you gotta bring a girl, but it's not your main girl. You bring a swing girl. She's called a swing girl because you're bringing a swing girl to these swinger clubs.
She's like a throwaway girl.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So this way you can get the girl you want, you know?
Right.
And my friend brought a swing girl, and she happened to pass out, and we decided we're going to have fun, you know, and we took the cue. I'll tell you what, it took...
What's worse, shoving an ice cube up her twat or jerking off on her face, Jimmy?
What's worse?
Yeah.
Ice.
Well, jerking off in the face is normal to me.
Right. That's not like a crime right
The ice cube of the twat. And
that's not a crime.
Timing it and melting and then shoving your finger up there to make sure the cube is melted. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the ice cube...
When I bring the fucking S&M guy next week...
We'll ask him.
I'm going to have the broads tie you up. Hold on, John. I'm going to have the broads tie you up. I'm going to tell them especially to do this. I'm going to have the girls tie you up, spread your legs, and shove an ice cube up your fucking ass. And we're going to time it.
Oh, Jimmy, hold on.
We're going to time it.
What happens sometimes, a lot of times...
I'm not going to check it, but the girls are going to stick their finger up your fucking ass and make sure that cube is melted.
But sometimes...
We've hit an all-time low here, John. Yeah, yeah.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Let's get off asses and pussies for a second. Did you hear King Kamali hit 286, John?
Oh, my God.
He's been dieting.
Yeah. he put the pictures are up on the boards, rxmuscle.com.
God.
He must be emaciated at 286.
Did you see the pictures?
With shredded glutes,
like,
right, John?
Like
I don't even know who he is, I'll be honest with you.
King Kamali?
I don't follow the bodybuilder world like you guys.
He's John's best friend.
The way they
286,
post,
he must have lost like 100 pounds.
The way they posted
from
the pictures.
From the video. From the video for his plasmostics.
He probably looks like a fitness chick now.
Did you see the picture?
He was about 420 in that picture.
They posted the picture as if, like, to say, check out this guy. He's huge, you know. Look at Kamali, you know. Oh, my God.
Oh, is that where he's making that retarded face?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Growling?
Yeah.
He's hitting a crab shot?
Oh, boy.
I have to say, Kamali has pretty decent pec shoulder, you know, area up
there. Yeah, because he shoots him up.
Derek knows.
Look at his arms, bro. He lost all of his triceps. He's horrible.
Yeah, do you know what's weird about him? If you look at him from, like, 01, 2000, 2001, he actually looked like a decent...
He looked good.
He looked good.
Yeah.
But you know, now, it's like now he looks deformed, yeah. like he got polio or something.
01, he looked really good.
I think what happens as you
really
get older...
good in 01.
You know, I think what happens with Kamali, though, is, you know, it happened to me. It happens to a lot of us. Even Ronnie Coleman, you know, eventually your body just doesn't want to respond anymore. But he's, you know, I guess he just doesn't want to give it up yet, you know.
But why does he look like... I mean, he's morphing. He's so bloated. His whole midsection looks like there's an air pump stuck in him. I mean, he's got these deformed looking arms. Everything's like deformed looking. Is it from shooting so much oil in there? What happened? How do you go from that decent kind of physique in 01 to this mess?
I think what happens is, you know, you get like, you know, you get injuries. You can't train the way you want. You can't pose the way you want. Look, it happened to me. I know that to a certain degree in certain body parts. And you try to overcompensate. And, you know, at some point, you just got to say to yourself, I'm not getting better. I'm getting worse. Yeah. Why should I keep competing? You know?
Because they gave him 10th or 8th or whatever.
Sixth.
At that show.
Sixth.
That's the judges. They tease him.
I know.
I just give him a top 10 and come back next year.
I agree with John says. They do that to people and to bait them into coming to more shows. They squeak them this.
Why, though? There's a million other bodybuilders that can take his spot.
They want to keep you coming back and keep the mystery going.
No, please.
It's because he draws attention. I mean,
yeah, that's
imagine how boring, much more boring bodybuilding would be without Kamali.
Yeah, I have to admit, if I heard Kamali was going to a show, I'd probably go there just to watch it, just to see him.
I go online and check out the pictures.
Dave, who is he? Can you pull him? I don't know who he is.
It's like having a train wreck on a schedule.
I asked Ronnie Coleman what he thought about King Kamali. He said the same thing that Biggie Smalls just said. He's like, who?
Well, why do you guys put him down so much?
We're not putting him down. We're critiquing him.
Because he talks a lot of shit.
Yeah, the problem is he talks like he's Mr. Olympia, but he's,
Did you guys know him as a person, or you just commenting on him?
I know a lot of people that know him, and he talks a pile of shit. He talks a lot of people about people, you know, behind their back.
Look, I have nothing against him. I just, you know, we just call like we see it. That's all.
Yeah, but, you know, outside of bodybuilding, he's a nice guy.
Can you get him on the show?
He just has this persona. I think it's a lot of hype and it's a lot of publicity, you know, for himself. He tries to, like, build himself up to be somewhat of a personality. But, you know, then I think what happens is he does what he should to draw the attention to himself, but then he can't take the criticism. Yeah. He takes it personally.
Right. Yeah.
You know, whereas if you and I get made fun of, we don't let it bother us. Because, you know, I don't let it bother
me. I always said that one of the biggest travesties of this sport is that
mouth. That he shut people up, really.
Yeah, was not attached to a great body. If he was a great bodybuilder, it would be like professional wrestling.
Yeah, but he just fell off the ladder. You know,
sounds like he has personality. He has something.
Nah, it's not that, because he's living in the past. I mean, 2000, 2001.
No,
his build was sick. And he thinks that's how he still looks. And his genetics have fallen.
You know,
and he still thinks he's
like the guy's name, man. King.
I like him.
He should sell
Dave,
like,
I like him.
He should sell like giant sausage or something. You know, I think he would do good if he opened up like a company. So
Dave,
sausage,
I like him.
I think it's a shame.
Know him.
His genetics.
No, but he sounds like you guys are all talking.
The truth
about
is, with the guys,
that's John's boy.
The guys that do well. Okay, Jeff's giving Jimmy another glass of wine. I told him not to. The guy's got to drive home,
and he's yelling at me. Jeff, the producer, yelling at me. Stop talking. That's the end of it.
Well, I'm glad yelled you to stop talking.
Robbie?
It is a little bit more quiet.
Robbie, I'd like to thank you for all the shirts you provided to everyone in the room. That's a RX Muscle.
Yeah, my fit's great, Bo.
Meanwhile, he's wearing one of mine.
Yeah, but
and Jimmy the Bull had one on last week.
No, he didn't.
Dave has one on every week.
Meanwhile, 300 people.
Yeah, but that was last year, Bobby.
300 people on the board don't have them.
I have to say one thing. All in all, these guys are great guys, but I am...
The fans want fucking shirts,
I am loyal as can be.
Dave wants to set up a website, sell the fucking shirts online, man. The whack fucking pack. Where are they?
I'm going to read you.
Jimmy, be quiet. I'll tell Dave about you whispering to Colette.
I got to
be the fucking show.
He tells me everything.
I mean, Derek was fucking pissed. I mean, this is Jimmy the fucking Big Dog.
Yeah,
whatever his name is. He's a fucking killer. We wouldn't say a fucking word. This guy's fucking pissed.
He thinks the evil eye is going to come on down on him.
Yeah, but we knew
me and Bob, we're listening to him. We knew what he was talking about. He's like whispering. Like,
that was kind of disrespectful.
He showed me his phone, John. He's like, read this. I said, all right. He's going to read it out loud. I skipped one word that said, huh. He's like, no, read it from the beginning. Read it from the beginning.
He's just certified. The guy's nuts. He didn't say hello to nobody. Came in and said, Colette, how are you? Colette makes a big stink on me.
I talk to Colette because she don't want to give a fuck.
That's why she makes a big stink on me. You can't Colette.
Yeah, that's why I go to her. She makes me feel fucking good.
Hey, you know what we have to get?
What?
We have to get an F-bomb meter.
We'd be going off.
What the fuck for, John?
No, I want to count. I want a machine that counts the number of times the word fuck is said during the show.
Your father's not listening to John.
Couldn't count that high. Couldn't count that eye.
Your father doesn't listen to the Whack Pack, does he?
Meanwhile, Dave can finally take off his fucking white sock. I can't take it.
My leg healed.
I won't let anybody.
Yeah, he left the high heel on.
Yeah.
At least he's getting laid now.
Right, I got one more story for you guys. I have such a headache, I got to end the show after this. There's a Reno woman. Okay, I don't know if you saw this woman on the internet. Okay, on April 13th, this happened. She won $33 million on hitting a slot machine in Reno, Nevada.
A slot machine.
This is the funny thing. She wanted it to Terrible's Rail City Casino. Now, you ever see Terrible's or Terrible's? I don't know how you pronounce it in Vegas. We always make fun of that. It's like the biggest dirtbag casino you'll ever see. They have like a whole chain of these things. They get them different in Reno, Nevada. They have one in Vegas. They probably have one in Foxwood today and in Connecticut too. These are like the cheesy casinos. This woman had like no teeth.
Who do you think?
Robbie is fucking disgusting.
Robbie is so disruptive. If he's
that's
not
like a motherfucker, pass and win in an elevator.
I apologize. I had fucking 3 Kit Kats before I came in. I swear to God, I apologize.
As long as you apologize, as long as it happened again, I'll take that fucking sword up there.
As long as you bring that guy in next week, your head, Jesse.
I'll bring that fucking guy in next week. We're going to do Georgia, believe me.
Go ahead, get
it. She won $33 million, John, this woman. No teeth in her mouth.
Nobody has teeth here.
I do. I have to say, you know, that's the kind of people you want to see win these things.
Now, do you think she'll spend any of that $33 million on dental work?
No.
I don't know. Mr. G may try to, you know, get some dental work out of it done.
Nobody has teeth here, John.
Why do you have no back teeth?
He didn't have front teeth either until just recently.
Jimmy doesn't have any either.
Jimmy's got
I just lost a fucking tooth too, bro.
Is that that tooth?
I kill myself.
I was watching TV with
my kids. I'm eating fucking roasted Plantains, roasted peanuts, my favorite fucking food, right? And I'm chewing the fucking things, and all of a sudden I feel something in my mouth. I'm like, this don't feel like a peanut. And I spit the fucking thing out. And it's my fucking tooth. Clean off, bro.
Did you put it under your pillow?
I said, Jesus Christ. I said, look at me. I'm losing my hair, my fucking teeth. What's next? My dick? I'm disgusted over here.
Say to what? Fuck.
Fuck you.
In the newspaper the next day, you see Tooth Fairy raped by an angry bull.
The fucking Tooth Fairy comes to my house, I'll bang her in her ass, believe me. And then I'll shove the tooth down her throat.
It's the S&M guy.
Hey, John, hold on one thing, John. He's shot. He got about 6 questions right. He is shot.
I can't let the guy drive home now.
I can drive. One cup of coffee, I'm good. Come on.
Cup of coffee. Oh, my God. I have one more letter I found here. I got a MySpace letter from someone, John. You know, I know Jimmy hates these people that do shit like this. This kid writes to me, I can kick your ass. Just because you do steroids to get big don't mean you're strong. I lift weights all the time. I'm half your size. I'm 15. I'll fucking own you. Yeah. Your ass. I'll own your ass. I can box as well. Yeah. Why the fuck would you do that shit? Smoke some weed instead.
I do smoke weed, motherfucker. And I tell you what, come to me when you're fucking 50 years old. Then talk to me, all right? You probably look like a sack of fucking shit sucking on your mother's fucking tit. You fucking piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
This isn't the Whack Pack show. It's the Jim
Pelletti.
We got the
guy. Hold on. Totally in rare form.
Wow.
I got to ask Derek a question because, you know, we kind of neglected him the whole time. Yeah.
It's the Jim Pelletti show.
Yeah, well,
fucking Pelletti said, shut up.
He doesn't get any wine next week.
I want to ask Derek about the New York Metropolitan this past week. And yeah, you had a booth there.
Oh, shit.
And Derek was at the booth with Mary Big Boobs. You know who she is, John?
I did, yes.
Mary Radpervar?
Oh, man.
I don't know her.
She got more attention than
she used to date Scott Siegel.
She's hot, though.
She used to date Scott Siegel. You know, my buddy's in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Siegel's the one who went to jail. He was in The Wrestler, in the movie The Wrestler.
Oh, that dude?
Yeah, that's
what did he go to jail for?
Selling steroids.
Fleeing the cops.
No, right? Running away.
But he was arrested for steroids.
Well, he got more time because he fleed from him.
He played a steroid dealer in the wrestler movie, and then he was really selling.
Yeah, she's dating some stockbroker for
not anymore, but I mean,
so how much time did he get for that?
Well, he's still dealing with it. He ran from the police, so there's, you know, there's a... There's
like three felonies.
There's an attempted assault, you know, because if you hit the cop car with your car, it's not good.
No. That's what he did?
Yeah, he ran the car.
He's my hero.
Didn't he become good friends with...
Look, the guy probably figured he's going in, fuck it, man. He's going to go in with the glory, right?
Yeah, but he probably would have done a year. Now he's going to probably wind up doing 3 years, unfortunately. But
get out of here.
Anyway, so Derek shows up at the booth there. They have like 3,000 samples to give away. I go to do an interview with him. The show had maybe been on for a half hour. Every sample's gone.
Gone.
Everything. Gone. 3,000 he gives
that
away.
That girl could sell sand to the fucking desert.
You weren't selling it. You were giving it away.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, she was awesome. Women hire again every fucking show.
Who doesn't take free stuff? You got to make them work. Dude, Mr. G, what would you have done for that
stuff?
Dude,
she was walking around and going to the people in the bathroom.
You got
to
make them work for it, right, Robbie?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that we are the kings of the stage. I mean, who's better than us on the stage?
What do you do? What would you make these guys do for the samples?
Jumping jacks.
Yeah, but you can't do that shit at that.
Sit on Bonnie's face. A lot of shit.
Yeah, come do that at the fucking mess.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, who's hitting on Mary? There was a couple guys hitting on her that night. A
lot of people.
Right?
Guys, girls.
But why is her name Mary Big Boobs when her boobs are not really that big?
They're huge. Are you kidding me?
They're huge. What are you talking about?
Double D. They're huge.
You didn't get a good look. They got to be like...
I'll send you a picture,
double,
John.
Huge double Thousands? D's.
No, not
probably
that.
Probably 800.
Double D. Double D. She's wearing a B-bra push-up.
John, they're 1,500 cc's a tip.
No.
Why don't you ask her out? I think you're intimidated a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not intimidated. She was out here in Long
Let's
Island.
Let's put this one, John. If you're on a Titanic, I went down.
Oh, wait a second, Dave.
Hold on.
Dave, hold on. Big news with Derek Anthony. No. She's seen out here in the Corvette.
She was in Long Island. I hooked her up with another job.
See,
that's the thing. You pay this fucking weekend, whatever. What was the guy you had on that one time?
The pick-up artist.
Pick-up artist.
Hey, you should come down again. I'll teach you some shit.
I thought he was coming back on the show.
He is. He's afraid of you guys. I can't have you all be in the studio at the same time.
Come on. We like that guy.
I figure I'll bring him in. We'll bring him in when we have the studio.
I wasn't there.
Let me tell you something. Than Derek Anthony right now. I got two old guys in a room. They drink fucking liquor all day. Derek Anthony's 27 years old. He looks the fucking part.
No, what the fuck is going on, bro?
These guys are jerking each other. Mr. G and fuck it. They don't get ass. They get nothing.
Fuck this guy. I don't want him in the fucking studio.
I'll pay you later.
Next week. Jimmy, if he doesn't bring those t-shirts next week, he's not coming in, right?
If you don't bring those t-shirts next week, you're fucking finished.
Go fuck yourself. Last year I made you all Jimmy right. The Bullshirt special. Cocksucker. 16 fucking colors for 3 shirts, you cocksucker. Yeah. $1,600.
I got him at that show. But that was a fucking year ago, motherfucker. I
ain't
off the
cut
now.
You cocksucker.
This is fucking with
you. I ain't off the cut. I'm paying for you to come to the fucking
goddamn shirt, man. What the
Oh my god, it's chaos.
Oh, this show is fucking
whack. This show is whack, bro.
All right.
Bob, I gotta talk to you later.
Jeff is giving me the.
I want a fucking hot day, mate. Where's my fucking day, mate?
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Got sick. He was supposed to call him from South Africa.
That's bullshit.
He got sick, yeah.
He probably got AIDS.
His father bought another 7-Eleven.
I actually interviewed a girl from Australia, Donna Jones, who's a pro fitness competitor, and she didn't give me any good day mates. I was surprised.
No.
Because she's not from Australia.
We're going to have her on the our new In the Iron Asylum training series we're doing.
Cool.
Anyway, Jimmy, you want to play us out?
What do you want to do?
You want to play us out?
Yeah, play. Come on, play.
Yeah, fuck
what
yeah.
about the guy? What about the guy?
Bring that shit in here.
Let the guy play.
Let him sit down. Let him sit down.
I
don't want to hear your voice. Yeah. CMR, John.
CMR. Wait, was that Jimmy?
No. That was the real musician.
What the fuck?
All right, John, we're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding.